Watcher, and a huge welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with someone I've largely ignored all my jazz life, perhaps based on this song, unwisely. That was Sun Ra, real name Herman Sonny Blount, pianist, composer, innovator, eccentric. He was born in Birmingham, Alabama, but claimed to be from another planet. Fairly conventional start to his musical life, and then in 1953 he formed a big band called The Orchestra, hard bop and then free jazz, before that term was even discussed in polite circles. The personnel of The Orchestra varied from gig to gig. Sometimes they were brilliant, sometimes below par. And yet, he could also produce swinging mainstream items such as that 56 recorded Lullaby for Realville that we've just heard, and on which Sun Ra also played the Hammond B3. This LP is called Jazz by Sun Ra. It's contrast time. An ACT album called Paso Doble, recorded in Gothenburg, Göteborg, in Sweden in December 2006, Jan 2007. Lars Danielsson, bass and cello, Leszek Mozdier, piano, but also celesta and harmonium. Lars, who wrote that song, Entrance, is obviously Swedish, Leszek, Polish. This is a great album. We're off to Amsterdam again. Thank you.
Eddie Jones.
Yes, another live concert from Amsterdam on the brilliant Netherlands Jazz Archive label. I'm going to try to limit you to one of these gigs per week until we run out of options, that is. It's certainly very tempting to play you more than one per week, and I'm useless with temptation. That was the Count Basie Orchestra, but I chose that particular song, Nails, as it featured Basie at the piano way more than we normally hear him, and yes, Eddie Jones on bass. Recorded September 56, Amsterdam. Uh-oh, temptation came calling already. I need to feature the whole Basie Big Band right now with April in Paris. Same gig.
Levy.
With a few teasy endings, getting the audience to start clapping, and then it carries on. The Vernon Duke Yip Harburg 1932 song, April in Paris, originally in the Broadway musical Walk a Little Faster. I thought we had to play the full Basie Orchestra, having come this far. The same Amsterdam September 56 concert, Thad Jones was the main soloist, Joe Newman, Henry Coker, Benny Powell, Marshall Royal, Frank Wes, Frank Foster are just some of the big names in this version of the Basie Band. And, of course, Freddie Green guitar. April in Paris had been a hit for the Basie Band. Next up, a Lennon McCartney song. and I'm sure you recognised Here, There and Everywhere, a Paul McCartney compo. It was on the Beatles' Revolver LP. It's a long track. The leader and pianist is the Turkish Burak Bedikayan. I'm struggling right now to think of one other Turk who's made a jazz album, discounting, of course, the famous Ertekin brothers who founded Atlantic Records. Bedikayan came from a Christian Turkish Armenian family, so a minority within a minority. Here, There and Everywhere is the only song on this Steeplechase album, Circle of Life, that Bedikayan did not compose. Peter Washington is on bass, Bill Stewart drums, and sax man Chris Potter is on most of the other numbers. Uh-oh, the chase is on. The title track from a Bethlehem LP called The Chase Is On, recorded August 57 in New York, and it's co-led by two of my fave tenor men, Charlie Rouse and Paul Quinichette. Rouse, as you will well remember, went on to be in Thelonious Monk's various groups for years and years, and Quinichette had recently left the Basie Band, but despite making some terrific records, none of them caught the public's imagination. Quinichette was nicknamed Vice Prez, as his style was so based on Lester Young, so much so that he never quite developed his own style, and he left the jazz world in the late 50s to become an electrical engineer. Wynton Kelly was on piano, Freddie Green, Quinichette's erstwhile colleague from the Basie Band on guitar, Wendell Marshall bass, Ed Thigpen drums. Here's a newly recorded Duke Ellington compo. And that song was Pie-Eyed Blues, written by the Duke in 58. It stayed in the Ellington Band book for a year and then vanished completely. But here in October 2007, it's resurrected by Ehud Ashiri for his Positone album called Swing Set, with a rather predictable photo of a children's swing in a playground. Variants of that photo have been done before, and quite a lot. Ashiri piano, Neil Minor bass and Phil Stewart drums. Whilst the photo is perhaps a little tired, the music is anything but. Great album. Off to Broadway with Woody Herman. Favourite Things from my favourite Woody Herman LP. The original LP was reissued as a CD, but it's been out of print for years. Shame, as it's truly magic. My kind of Broadway. All swinging versions of Broadway shows and musicals generally. My Fave Things was, as you well know, by Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers, and it was in the smash hit Sound of Music. Recorded for Columbia Records in two sessions, November 64 and Feb 65. I do hope, if you haven't already got it, that is, that you can find a copy of this LP or CD, as it's really, really uplifting. Don't Stop is the title of the next song. Thank you. and another of our regulars, pianist Lisa Hilton, with her own compo Don't Stop. And she doesn't. She writes every song on this Jan 2012 album called American Impressions. She quotes her diverse inspirations as Count Basie, Muddy Waters, Steve Reich and Green Day. I had to look up Green Day. They are an American punk rock band and they had a drummer called Trey Cool. Clever name. Larry Grenadier, bass, Nasheed Waits, drums. Next, Truck On Down. Was the John Dankworth Paul Hart Octet. Dankworth alternates between alto, soprano and clarinet on the album. Paul Hart, keyboards and electric violin. Dave Markey, electric bass. Daryl Runswick, acoustic bass. Kenny Clare, drums, plus three violins, a viola and a cello. And I make that 10 in the octet. But who's counting? Recorded in London in the late 70s. The LP was originally released under the name Sepia, then re-released a few years later as Octavius, to confuse us record buyers. That was a Dankworth compo, Truck On Down. Brand new Deep Groove vinyl next. Lee Morgan's Sidewinder, given a rousing big band seeing to by, surprisingly, the Ted Heath Orchestra. They were indeed a great band, but not really jazzers, despite some of their illustrious members. But that was a great rendition of Sidewinder. I've got that on a newly released Rhythm and Blues label LP called Soho Scene 65. Funnily enough, I was on the Soho Scene in 65. On, but definitely not in. And this LP is part of a terrific series of Soho Scenes. 61, 62, 63, 64, and so on. The label has an extensive catalogue of 60s music. R&B, rather obviously, going by the name of the label, but also some great jazz. This LP is so good, I'm going to ask your permission to include a second track. Gene Ludwig on the Hammond B3 with his own combo, Chitling Juice. Jerry Bird guitar, Randy Gillespie drums. It's obviously a week for the Hammond B3. Gene Ludwig recorded Chitling Juice again in 67 for an LP called This Is Gene Ludwig, where he recorded Chitling Juice Part 1 and Chitling Juice Part 2. Can't get too much of it, obviously. This next one isn't jazz, but...
Gosh, a fifth of battle of Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, Jericho, Josh, a fifth of battle of Jericho, and them walls came a-tumbling. He may talk about you, and he heard Yeah.
the majestic Odetta, singer, guitarist, songwriter, and often called the voice of the civil rights movement. Yes, a bluesy folk singer, really, but not, in my opinion, out of place on our show. Hope you agree. Recorded in Japan, in Tokyo, with Bruce Langhorne guitar, Les Greenwich bass. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, 1966. And that just leaves us time for Ken Werner. He later became Kenny, of course, but here in Feb 80, he's simply Ken, with long hair and a beard. This is his own compo and a solo piano piece, The Old Ranger. This is only his second album as a leader, and he rather sweetly dedicates it to, quote, the best friends in my life, my mother and father. As ever, huge, huge thanks for joining me, and I hope you've had fun, and that you'll be back again next week with me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.